Hi everyone, welcome back to another episode of the Hecka Becca Show with your host Becca, and thank you all so much for tuning in today. Hope everyone's doing well. I am so excited for today's episode. It is the different phases of my style, total throwback. That's why I put hashtag throwback in the title. I'm going to be talking about my different styles that I've had from middle school to high school. So let's go ahead and dive into today's episode. So I saw this on a video podcast that I watch called 20 Whatever, and they went through their different eras is what they called it. And it was just such a throwback moment for me when I was watching it, because I was like, oh my gosh, I totally resonate with a lot of the different eras that they had. So for me, I'm going to use the term phases, because you know how there's that one, I think it was probably a Vine or just a little like video clip it, but it was like, the guy was like, it was never a phase, it was a lifestyle. Like, that was me back in the day. But for me, it actually was a little phase. But as I'm going to talk about towards the end, all these phases kind of come together and created who I am today. So I'm so excited to share it with you. But before we really get into it, I have to share a story about something that happened in fifth grade. So this was around the time, I'd say like 2007. So alternative rock was kind of coming in. The scene phase was going to start coming in, that sort of thing. And in fifth grade, I remember my mom hated when my sisters and I would draw on our skin. So, you know, people had pens and stuff and they'd be like, oh, I'm going to get like a little tattoo. Or even if you just made some notes on your hands or whatever, my mom hated that. Right. And so I was like, okay, I'm not going to draw myself. But what I did instead, I was like, oh, I wonder what it would be like if I had a streak of black hair, because that was kind of a thing, was to like, if you had black hair, you had a streak of blonde. Or if you had blonde hair, you had a streak of black. And my hair was like a dirty blonde, more on the blonde side at this time. So I was like, I wonder what it'd be like if I had a black streak in my hair. So I took the front like chunk of my hair and I colored it with a Sharpie. And I colored like probably from my chin down. And I had pretty long hair. So I was like coloring, you know, whatever. Maybe a little bit higher, maybe more like my nose down. And I, you know, colored it with Sharpie, whatever. And then I was like, oh shoot, like this is really dark. Like it really stuck to my hair. I was like, my mom's gonna kill me. And I was like, so let me try to put highlighter in it to like cover it up, right? Because I was thinking like, yeah, my hair is totally a mix of like Sharpie and highlighter. Duh. Right at that time, I was like, yeah, I got this. And so I'm putting the highlighter in my hair. It's not working. I'm trying to wash it out. It's not working. Like, I just have this black in my hair. And I was like, my mom's going to kill me. I was so upset. And so I was like, you know what? I have to chop it off. Like, I just have to cut off my hair. Right. And so I took that chunk of hair. And don't ask me why, because I don't know. But instead of just cutting it at like my nose area where I colored it, I decided to cut my hair off at the very root. So like the front hairline piece of my hair, like I cut that chunk off and I had a bald spot. It was bad. It was very, very bad. And so I remember getting home that night. My mom flipped on me. She was like, oh my gosh, what'd you do to your hair? Like, okay, who cares if you colored it? Like, you should have cut it at like, you know, your nose or whatever, or it would have washed out eventually. Like, it was a big, big deal, right? And so from that point forward, I had to wear headbands. So that's why I'm kind of setting up this story, or setting up this episode with that story, because I went through a phase where I would wear headbands. And like at that time it was like thick headbands, right? So they were about like an inch thick, and I would wear it on my hairline. So, like, not how people wear headbands now, I guess, where it was like, you know, you have some hair, the headband, and the rest of your hair. No, mine was literally my headband and then my hair. So it was definitely a look. I will say that. I remember I bought this pack of white and black headbands. So that was my go-to, was wearing those white and black headbands. And so I basically had to do that until my hair started growing out. So I'd say about like a year later was when my hair was really starting to grow again. So now I'm going to kind of dive into my phases that, you know, I had this hair dilemma and why I had to go through like a headband phase. So as my hair was growing out, I created kind of this side bang, which was perfect because at the time, the scene era was coming. You know, it was like everyone wanted to be seen and rocker and like, yeah, totally. So I was like, cool, everyone has this really deep side part with a bang, right? And I was like, I can totally do that because I have to cover up this bald spot and my hair is kind of growing back into like a bang fashion. So I had a very deep part where I covered the bald spot, but like the hairs were growing a little bit. So it was like a little bit of a bang. So I was like, perfect. I'm totally on trend. And my friends at the time, they were really into the scene era. So like they would dress in all black and paint their nails, do the really, really dark eyeliner, really thick eyeliner around their eyes, you know, the whole thing. And I wasn't like that deep into it because I was still like very girly. And so I was kind of like scene adjacent, I would say, where I was getting into it a little bit, but I wasn't like so hardcore. And I was more, I'd say, never shout never, where my friends were more as they were listening to screamo, right? And I was more alternative, boys like girls, poppy, whatever. That was my jam. And they would go in Hot Topic, and I was like low-key scared of Hot Topic because it was just scary. It would play this like loud screamo music, and it was not my vibe, but I really wanted it to be my vibe. So I was trying very hard, and I would do things that were scene adjacent. So I call this phase my scene adjacent phase. As far as clothing, I would wear skinny jeans and my Airwalks, which are Payless brand Converse, because I couldn't buy Converse. They were really expensive at the time. I mean, I think they still are expensive. I haven't really checked, but at the time, I had black Airwalks, and so I was like, yeah, I'm total scene girl with my skater shoes or my rocker shoes, whatever, and then my skinny jeans. And then I also started picking up some band tees because I was like, yeah, I can totally rock some band tees. I didn't have a ton, but I had a couple. And then I was wearing a lot of sweaters, like sweatshirts and that sort of thing, because for some reason we thought that it was so cool to wear a sweatshirt when it was like 100 degrees outside. Like, who were we? I don't know. But at this time at school, I was wearing a uniform. So our uniform consisted of navy blue bottoms and then white polo tees. And so what I would do to kind of style up my uniform, I guess you can say. So I had the skinny jeans and they were navy blue pants, technically not really skinny jeans, but navy blue pants that look like jeans. And those with my white polo shirt, but under the polo shirt I had a color tank top. So I had, let's say, like a blue tank top, and I would have that showing. And then I had these earrings. They were like little balls with spikes on them. So I had those earrings. And then I had just gotten my second hole pierced in my ear. And those, so that's where I would wear the spikes, is in my second hole. And then the first one I would wear like hoops, but that were also the same color as my tank top. So I tried to be very coordinated and matchy matchy. And so that was my like, okay, I'm a little bit seen, but I'm also like kind of girly look. So I'm describing this right, that it just was like this combination of like, yeah, I can be totally hardcore, but like also I'm still very girly. And again, I would wear, you know, my band tees or whatever on the weekends and that sort of thing. And yeah, so that was my rocker slash scene adjacent phase. And then getting closer to the end of middle school, so like 7th, 8th grade type of time, I was starting to be a little more street, I'd say. Like my hoops turned from that color that matched my tank top to more like these big gold or silver hoops. And then I wore Vans, but that was also a time where I was like, okay, I want to start looking Nike Dunks and like that sort of thing. And so I remember I bought these Nike high tops that were kind of satin looking and they were white, and I got them at Ross. I was so excited. It was like $20, and I was like, oh my gosh, these shoes are $20, like no way, like that's so affordable, because Nikes were really expensive at the time and they're still, you know, expensive shoes, but it was like name brand, you know. And I was like, wow, that's so cool, like better than my Airwalks. But also because of my scene phase, I was wearing Vans too. So I did have Vans. That was like my brand name brand shoe at the time. So I was kind of like hovering still, I guess you can say, my like rocker phase with my new little street phase. Along with the street phase, so I still had school uniforms at the time, but we were able to wear sweatpants. That's how we got away with wearing the navy blue, was I would wear skinny jeans underneath some navy blue sweatpants, and I would sag the sweatpants so you can see that I'm wearing jeans. So, and that was like all the girls were doing it, right? Because we wanted to show off like, yeah, we're wearing jeans. We're like hardcore. We're not listening to authority. You know, we're little rebels, that sort of thing. And so we would literally sag our sweatpants under our bottoms and then show our jeans. So that was like a whole thing. It's really funny to think about now, but at the time it was like, yeah, we're so dope, look at us. And we were also at this time able to wear black shirts, so I got black v-necks, and that became like my jam. I would always wear a black v-neck, my jeans, and then the sweatpants pulled over my jeans. And then at this time, I was still wearing my Vans, so I would have my Vans, but I would switch shoes with one of my friends who she had some Nikes that were like purple and red and white. And so I would rock her shoes sometimes. She would rock my shoes, and like we were sharing styles and stuff. So that was like getting more into my street phase. And then my hair. So I would really scrunch it up with some mousse. So I'd have my hair wet from the shower, and then I would put a ton of mousse in it and just scrunch the heck out of it. So my hair became like really, really curly. And then I wore a bandana that was like rolled up, and I tied it on top of my head so that like it was like a little bow. And I'd wear that, and then I had my side bangs still. Like, it was my favorite hairstyle. I really miss it, and I kind of want to bring it back because it just looked so cute. And then I had my hoops. Like, I felt all that in a bag of chips. I'm not even going to lie. I guess you can say I looked a little Hot Cheeto Girl-ish, minus the makeup and the nails and all that, because I was still not into makeup. I was still not into painting my nails because I was a cheerleader at the time, and in those days with cheering, they did not want you wearing makeup, they didn't want you wearing nail polish. Like, it was really, really strict. And so I just never got into it because I knew I would have to take it off when I went to my games or to any competitions, that sort of thing. So that was middle school. And then going into high school, I became kind of country. Like, my freshman year, I was still a little all over the place. I now got to wear whatever I wanted. There was no uniforms in high school, so that was kind of tricky for me. But I would wear usually just like jeans and then a t-shirt. Sometimes I'd have a tank top underneath still, so I was still like rocking that style. But then I kind of slowly phased into country. So I bought these cowgirl boots and I would wear them with dresses and I just felt so cute. I guess like this is where I started becoming my very like feminine girly era, my girly phase, I should say, my phase. And I just loved it. I had dresses, I had floral blouses, and I just felt so cute and I loved it so much. I was still cheering in high school, so every Friday I had to wear my cheer uniform. And so I'd usually wear like the top, and then we had like some warm-up bottoms, they're like sweatpants, so I would wear those. That was kind of my like Friday outfit, but then the rest of the week, totally femme and totally country. I was starting to listen to country music at this time too. So, that's a big thing too, I should say. I should kind of back up a little bit. Music really influenced what I was wearing at the time. And I was friends with pretty much everybody. So it was like, oh, this group of friends is going to listen to that type of music. Okay, I'm going to listen to it when I'm with them. And then another group listened to a different type of music. So I'd listen to that with them. Country was really something that my sisters listened to. It wasn't something that my friends were listening to. So I was kind of getting into it, I guess, by myself, I should say. Which it wasn't until I think my senior year that people started listening to country and there became this like group of country people where I was, but it was not popular while I was going through high school. It wasn't until way later. So I felt like I was on a new trend. I was like, yeah, I'm setting a trend to bring this like country style to the high school. But yeah, so through high school, I had flowery tops and my jeans, of course. I'd wear a lot of colors too. Like I'd have blues and pinks or different patterns on my shirts as well. It wasn't so plain. So I think because I grew up having to wear a school uniform and I was like trying to test those boundaries a little bit, now that I didn't have a uniform, I was like, great, I'm going to wear all the colors in the world and I'm going to do all the things that I want to do. You know, I just felt like a new person. And so, yeah, so again, I just wore like a lot of florals. I also, early high school, I was wearing like a lot of sweaters, like sweater dress is, I guess you can say. And so I was wearing those, a lot of stripes, that sort of thing. And then as I got more along in high school, I wore more floral. And yeah, I just kind of had this like feminine aura about me when I wore my clothes. I still would mix it up every now and then and wear like, you know, the skinny jeans. And then I like my certain shoes that I would wear, that sort of thing. Like I would kind of start mixing in a little bit, like I'd pull in some rocker stuff, I'd pull in some gangsta stuff and like mix it in with country. Like I was kind of all over and chaotic. And that's kind of what I am today still. So fast forward to today, the phase that I'm in today, I'm chaotic. I really just wear whatever I feel like wearing. And sometimes that's wearing my boots with bootcut jeans and a cute top, or that's me wanting to wear sweatpants and kind of have this like sweatsuit game going on. I still rock my skinny jeans. I know that's like controversial right now. Like, oh, skinny jeans are out. No, skinny jeans are in and they're always going to be in. According to me, that's how I feel. So, but I do have some bootcut jeans. I'm trying to adventure out a little bit. Change and not change my style, but I think just kind of test different clothing and see how I feel in it. See if I like it, that sort of thing. So that's kind of where I'm at today, and that's the end of all my phases. If you have any phases that you went through, I would love to hear about them because I think it's so fascinating when I see styles nowadays, like things are coming back, right? So things that were super popular when I was in middle school are like becoming popular again, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I remember that phase of my life. So if you have any phases that you're going through or that you've been through and you want to share, please send me an email. I would love to read them and just kind of reminisce with you about the styles that we had back in the day. Hopefully you enjoyed this episode. I really enjoyed making it. I love talking about this. I love kind of doing some little throwbacks. And I just get so giddy and excited because it's so funny to me. Like the different things that we thought were cool. And then you look now and you're like, why did I think that was cool? I don't know. But go ahead and send me an email with your funny stories. I would love to read them. And if you want me to share them on the podcast, I will do that as well. You can email me at heckbeccashow@gmail.com. And thank you all so much for tuning in today's episode. I really appreciate you being here. I will catch you all in the next one. Take care.